There you are. Let's head to the phones, and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you this morning. I'm doing well.
Did you happen to hear President Clinton speak last night at the Democrat convention?
No. Unfortunately, I had bills to pay last night, so I didn't get a chance to listen.
So have you watched any of the convention at all?
I saw a little bit of Elizabeth Warren's speech on Monday night, and you know, I'm not a big fan of hers, of course. But one of the things I did find interesting, just in the little bit of time I watched it, is the fact that she kept referring to the rigged system when she was bashed on Donald Trump. And I got to thinking, man, that's going to backfire on her, because you talk about a rigged system. I mean, you've got the whole way that Hillary wasn't indicted by the FBI or the Department of Justice with her email scandal, and then you've got the emails have come out about how the DNC actively worked against Bernie, and also the emails that have come out where they try to organize protests against Trump rallies, some of which turned violent. Of course, the press didn't talk too much about those. They didn't talk a lot about the Bernie emails either.
Well, it's obviously this is not the end of it. Everybody said this is just the tip of the iceberg, the first batch that's come out. Story this morning in Politico, quoting you, and it's a discussion of how Trump has tried to make some headway with the leadership of the GOP, and maybe Ted Cruz did as much as anything could have been done to push some people like you, who are not necessarily endorsing Trump, over into his corner?
Well, I don't know that they've reached out to they reached out to me through my staff. Senator Cruz said is I felt like the Supreme Court was too important to put any doubt about the importance of this election or whom we should vote for. So I came out the next morning at the Texas delegation lunch at the convention last week and endorsed Ted Cruz, and virtually every state elected official that spoke, including Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and every congressional official that spoke endorsed Donald Trump after that, because of the importance of the Supreme Court. And so, you know, whether it's trying to protect our borders or fight ISIS or the Supreme Court, Donald Trump beats Hillary Clinton. Well, back to the question, though, one of the things that got me across the finish line with respect to Donald Trump is the fact that he picked Mike Pence to be a running mate. And Mike Pence is an awesome guy. I mean, committed conservative. He's a great communicator. He used to be in talk radio, actually. Mm-hmm. He spent 12 years in Congress, so he knows how the legislative process works, and he's been the CEO of a state, so he knows how to lead. I've just been very impressed.
Either of the candidates' campaigns been in touch with you to go speak?
No, they haven't.
Now, they usually do the candidates not go out on some sort of a whistle-stop tour, and I haven't heard that necessarily Trump and Pence have done that.
I think they wait until after the convention.
Okay.
To do that. So they're waiting until the competitive convention, the Democratic convention, then I think they'll start. But candidly, I haven't followed what the Trump-Pence campaign's been doing this week. I've heard that they've gone to a couple of places, but I can't confirm it.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning. Let's talk bullet train for a minute, because obviously there's a private company who is wanting to put in a bullet train connection from Dallas to Houston that would have a stop up near Tunis. And several members of Congress, I believe including you, are opposed to this. So I'd like to get your thoughts on why you are opposed to that.
Well, I'm not opposed to the bullet train. What I am is I'm opposed to any federal involvement with it. So I've got some constituents that are very passionate against the high-speed rail project. I also have some constituents that are very passionate for it. But when I look at it, it doesn't look to me like I need to have a dog in the hunt on this. Why? Because as a U.S. representative, the only thing I need to do is to have oversight over the federal part of the high-speed rail project's footprint. And so there have only been two nexus, if you will, between the high-speed rail project and the federal government. One is the Surface Transportation Board approval process. And so I don't want the Surface Transportation Board cutting any corners on the review process or waiving any of the requirements or anything like that. And so I've written letters to the STB saying, don't, you know, be sure that everybody gets the right hearing, that you don't do anything. The STB issued their ruling last week, said the rail is totally within the state and therefore they have no jurisdiction. Well, in my view, that was the right answer. So they were listening to what I was asking them to do. The second nexus is federal funding. Now, the high-speed rail folks have said that they're not going to request any federal funding, that they're going to do it totally with private capital. And so what I have assured our constituents is that I will never allow any federal funding to be used for this project. Now, what does this mean when you're all said and done? It means that all of the conversations and discussions and approvals regarding this project fall to state and local folks, whether it's state legislature or local landowners or the local county governments. And so at this point, except for blocking federal funding, I'm really out of the picture. So I'm not really for or against it. I'm just, to the extent that it touches the federal government, I will have a position on that.
Finally today, I guess y'all are not back in session until the day after Labor Day. So legislatively, what are you doing now and until that happens?
Well, we're not doing a lot, actually. What I've been doing as I go around the district is talking about our Better Way agenda. It's a project that Speaker Paul Ryan started late last year that deals with the Constitution, the economy, health care, national security, poverty, and tax reform. And I, as the chair of the Republican Study Committee, we provided substantial input into each of those six elements of this platform. So it's kind of like the Contract with America that was rolled out in 1994. And so I'm going around to our constituents and talking about what we're proposing in each of those areas. And a couple of them I'm really excited about, actually dealing with poverty. If we really want to change the trajectory of the country economically and fiscally, we've got to get people out of poverty. We've got to look at it a totally different way than we've done in the past. And then also tax reform is another area where we could really jumpstart the economy in a huge way.
Well, you're right. Everybody needs to feel like they've got an opportunity to succeed or they get angry, and we know bad things happen when that takes place. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us this morning.
You bet. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.